Well, good evening and welcome to the Phil Henry Show here, hour number two. In case you missed hour number one, and if you missed hour number one, you can always listen to the podcast. It's probably a very pointless thing to do, isn't it, for me to be pointing out what hour?
Yeah, I keep telling you.
Well, we do tell you that you don't need to keep saying hour number two and hour number three, because people do go to the podcast and they listen and they will eat their breakfast and they'll... I've seen people walking around with their whatever you call it.
The listening devices?
The little list, you mean radios?
No, like their iPhones.
Yes, and they're eating fingers of toast.
Yeah, well, I'd be eating fingers of toast.
Oh, okay, so they're eating fingers of toast.
Don't be a wise ass, Phil.
I know what you're saying. People can listen. You can listen to our podcast tomorrow, the show. All right. And you can also listen to our classic podcast. And you can also watch our video cast of the show as it is happening right now. Interesting story. We're going to have Chris Norton joining us in a moment. Chris is a 28-year-old telemarketer from Redondo Beach, California, who is out in the world as a young man dating young women. He's part of the local beach single scene out there in Hermosa Beach, Redondo Beach. And we'll talk to him about this. Chris Brown, the very well-known and very, very talented singer, has had his probation revoked by a judge, and the judge has given him another 1,000 hours of community labor, cleaning beaches and highways, removing graffiti, performing other chores assigned by the probation department. And the reason is because of, first of all, it was because of his arrest 4 years ago for assaulting his former girlfriend, Rihanna, and then the judge found out that Chris Brown, while he was supposed to be doing some community service, was actually flying on an airplane to Cancun. He was supposed to be, I don't know what he was supposed to be doing. I think he was supposed to be picking up trash off of a Virginia freeway someplace. The judge in this case, Judge James Brandlin, told Brown he must perform 1,000 hours of community labor with one of four public programs: California Department of Transportation, Highway Cleanup, Graffiti Removal, Beach Cleanup, or Probation Alternative Work Services. The DA withdrew a request to rescind Brown's probation because of a hit-and-run charge that was dismissed in another court on Thursday. Brown didn't speak during Friday's hearing other than to agree to the deal worked out while he waited in the courtroom with his mother and two other people. Why did he show up with his mom, I wonder?
Well, why not?
I don't know. He's a grown man. I think I know the answer to that, and I think it's you get into trouble and we want mom there, huh? I don't know.
I don't think it's because he wants his mom there. It's because he has his mom a lot of things.
Yeah, he's all afraid and everything.
Well, he's not afraid of nothing, man. Not afraid like some white guys. You see, the white guy on Cop, he's always a guy crying. And the black guy's always a guy very defiant, you know.
What?
All right, take it easy. I don't give a damn who the defiant guy is on Cops and who's the one that's crying. You're saying it's always the white guy crying, huh?
Pretty much, yeah.
I'd have to agree with that. When I watch Cops, it's usually the white suspect who breaks down and starts to blubber like, you know, Frank... Often, you look at him blubbering like a B-I-T-C-H.
That's not right.
Take it easy, will you? All right, let's get Chris Norton on the line here to talk about this Chris Brown situation. And the reason why is because, Chris, you had told our screener that you feel... You've got a very unusual, and dare I say, people will probably think a sexist view toward this, don't you?
I don't think I have a sexist view, Mr. Henry. I mean, I'm just saying that Chris Brown, I think, is a victim, like a lot of guys are, of women who have, you know, they'll say, I want to charge, my boyfriend with, he slapped me or he did, he done something that I don't like. And then the boyfriend or whoever the guy is, I mean, this happened to me. And I know it's probably happened to a lot of men that are listening to your program right now, but then she'll, like, have you go to jail, and then she wants you to move back in and have sex with her while you are in jail. You know, that's kind of impossible.
Of course it's impossible.
Well, I don't mean while you're in jail, but I mean once you get out and you're on probation and you're on parole and you're on every kind of thing, you know.
Okay, so what is your point is that women make a report, the guy goes to jail, he's on probation, this is on his record, he is a you know, he's in trouble, and meanwhile they've taken him back and they're sleeping with him again.
Yeah, and I think that is something that the courts need to look at, because I had been in, I got into a problem. I was arrested for domestic abuse, and I was arrested by L.A. County Sheriff, and I was taken to jail, and I was remanded in custody. And I was given, because I didn't, at that time, I didn't have no bail. And so, I did call a friend of mine, and I asked him to go look in the upper pocket of my sports jacket, because I did have some money there, but he couldn't find it. And, well, first of all, he couldn't get in my apartment, because he couldn't wake my girlfriend up. So she was there, you know. And,
wait. Hold on for a minute, man. You were arrested for what?
I was arrested for domestic abuse.
You were arrested for domestic abuse, and okay, and then what?
Well, I mean, they took me down to the substation, the sheriff did, and they told me the bail, I think, was like $900, $1,000, I forget, but I knew I had the cash in my sports jacket, and I called on a friend of mine, I said, go to my apartment and get the cash out of my sports jacket, and he goes, to your apartment's locked. I said, oh, that's right, my girlfriend's in there, you know, knock on the door. He goes, she's asleep, I think, because I can't wake her up. And I remembered that my girlfriend goes to sleep with all, you know, she puts earplugs in and everything. And
was this the girlfriend that reported you for spousal abuse or domestic abuse?
Yes, sir. That's my whole point. So she's still there and she's chilling. And, I mean, what's that about, you know? So,
well, I think that there's a larger question here that you're asking. And the question is the following thing. Why do guys go to jail when the girlfriends take them back?
No, the question I had was, and this is what happened to me. I was on probation. Yeah, you're right. I'm glad you remind me. I was on probation, and meanwhile, my girlfriend says, you know, what's up with, you know, I mean, what's up? Do you want to have sex? And one of the things about me is I'm a aspiring adult film actor, and I do have a lot of women, and I'm not trying to be egotistical or nothing. I'm just saying that I do have sex with a lot of different women, and you know, women want to have sex with me. So even if it's embarrassing to me, and I'm not saying it's right, but even if I slap a woman across the face, like I done with my girlfriend that day, she still wants to have sex with me, even though she had me arrested. And I'm saying, why do they keep that on my record if she, after she reported me to the police, still wants to have the sex?
So you think there's a little bit of hypocrisy?
Yeah, I think it's hypocrisy.
And you think that the law is somehow needs to be changed. All right, let's hold on because we do have to take a break here. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show, 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445. We're talking to Chris Norton, a 28-year-old telemarketer from Redondo Beach, California. I want to get into a little bit more of his story, but he's basically saying that he's been on probation for domestic battery and suffering, if you will, the punishment of the court while his girlfriend has taken him back and is having sexual relations with him again. Now, Chris Brown, and I don't agree with that at all, what he's saying is that that is unfair and they should just go ahead and wipe the slate clean and they should rescind the charges and they should clear his name. But the same thing is happening here with Chris Brown. You know that Rihanna took him back. Maybe she still has, I don't know. And meanwhile, he's doing what he's doing in court. World-famous Phil Henry Show here, 855-500-7445, talking to Chris Norton. We're going to get to the Chris Brown story, too. 1,000 hours of community service he has yet to have to serve. Phil Henry Show here, and with us is Chris Norton, who is a telemarketer from Redondo Beach, California, and we're talking about the ongoing Chris Brown saga. Chris Brown has had 1,000 additional hours of community service added to his sentence, his initial sentence for the domestic battery against the singer Rihanna. Now, Chris Brown stood before a judge today, as we mentioned. He didn't say anything. His mother was in court with him. He's been in and out of court since pleading guilty to the 2009 assault on Rihanna. Besides making reports on fulfilling the requirements of an earlier order for community labor, he has had subsequent run-ins with the law for assault and traffic accidents. The work that Brown did previously does not apply to the new sentence, said the DA. All right, so getting back on the line here, Chris Norton from Redondo Beach, California, a telemarketer and aspiring adult film actor, as well as a guy who's been in the similar circumstance as Chris Brown. Your initial comments had to do with Chris Brown, right?
Yes, sir, that's true.
What did you want to say?
I wanted to say, I mean, I've heard a lot of people who have been all over Chris Brown, you know, and I'm saying, how come he has to continue to serve a crime, you know, when he has, when she's had him move in, you know? So, I mean, what I'm saying is, I think it's wrong when women go, yeah, you know, this man that I was living with assaulted me, and now they're saying, yeah, but you know what? I'm also having sex with him.
Well, what do you mean, yeah, they're saying now? You know, I understand that essentially what you're saying.
What I'm saying is, Harry, I'm saying that if you have your boyfriend arrested, like my girlfriend had me arrested. Okay, I was arrested. I mean, I went down to jail, and they, I don't know if you've ever been down to jail, but they'll take, you know, your picture.
I know the process. It's called being booked.
It's called what?
It's called being booked.
Yes, sir. And they, I mean, they're taking your picture, they're taking a fingerprint, they take everything, and you go into a jail cell, and then you either go see a judge, or then they say, you know, here's your bail money. Do you have it? No. Okay, well, I guess you're going to stay there, and that's sort of how it works. And this is after I had slapped my girlfriend. And I had reasons. I'm not saying it's right to slap a woman, okay?
You got that right, friend. You're right about that.
Okay, I'm not saying that's right, Mr. Henry, but I'm saying that, you know, she takes out a car I just purchased with a lot of hard-earned money as a Camaro 5-speed that I just got a Z, and she took it, and she was with her girlfriends, and they go right through a Wendy's, and I had asked her if she would take care of the car. She said, yeah, I will. And they go through the Wendy's drive-thru, which I know is no big deal, okay? But they're drinking and they're eating food and they're basically getting, you know, that mess in my car. And then they took it out to her ex-husband because she wanted to drop off her kid because he had visitation. And that was out in Riverside. And
okay, look, I, for whatever reason you assaulted your girlfriend, so far the reasons you're giving me are not very good, okay? You're telling me you assaulted her?
I slapped her across the face, and that wasn't even that. I said, what are you doing with my car? She goes, I took Rennie's boy out to see his dad, and I go, and then what? And then she goes, and then we turned the car around. I go, and then what? And she said, we got gas. I said, and then what?
And what do you mean, and then what, and then what?
I was asking her what she was doing, you know.
Well, it sounds to me like you wanted to know every single thing.
What? Who's that?
This is Margaret Gray. I'm on the panel.
You're on the what?
She's on the panel. Just never mind.
Well, not never mind. What do you mean never mind? I'm on the panel. I'm one of the hosts of the program.
Okay, I mean...
Well, what are you saying, then what, then what?
I'm asking her... Ms. Renner, what I was doing, I was asking her what... Was, you know, what was you doing with my car?
Okay, yeah, but you're asking her every single solitary thing?
Yes, sir, because the car, I just bought it.
So what did you slap her about?
Well, I'm trying to get to that. So I asked her, what'd you do? She goes, I took Remy out, you know, dropped him off at his dad's house. And I go, okay, and then what? And she goes, and I turned the car around, I got back on the freeway. I go, then what? She goes, I drove down the freeway for 2 miles, and then what? And I said,
"What is with this then what? Can't she drive down a freeway?"
Yeah, but I want to know what she did, is all I'm saying. I said, and then what? She goes, I got gas. And then what? And she goes, I got back on the freeway.
Couldn't you figure out that that's what she was going to do?
What?
Couldn't you figure out? Why do you have to say, and then what, and then what?
Wow, are you serious?
Yeah, try to find out what she did.
Who's asking you, man? Go ahead.
Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to Bud Dickman. Go ahead.
Okay. So she got gas, and I go, and then what? And she
Can we get to the point of where she did whatever it was that she did to make you angry?
Well, I'm doing it. I mean, what she basically was doing was D-ing around. I don't want to say the word, but she was D. It starts with a D and ends with a K.
Yeah, okay. So what did she do that got you to slap her?
What I'm saying, I'm saying it. I'm talking it now. She goes, I got on the freeway. I go, then what? Then I got gas. Then what? Then we went down the freeway. Then what? Then we stopped and we got a Zabba Baba or whatever that thing's called. It's a candy bar that's taffy and peanut butter.
Yeah, it's an Abba Zabba.
No, it's not. It's called Abracadabra or something like that.
It's an Abba Zabba. Whatever, man. Is that... Did you belt her because of that?
Well, I didn't belt her, Mr. Henry. I slapped her across the face.
And well, what did you... I'm asking you, man.
I'm telling you.
So, in other words, it was all of these stops that she made in your brand new car.
Well, yeah, because I asked her, I go, where did you go? Then what? Then she stops for the Zabba Dabba. I don't know what it's called, but she stopped, and I found Abba Zabba in the crevice of the tuck and roll.
You found Abba Zabba what? You found the candy bar?
Yes, sir. It's not really a candy bar. It's taffy.
Yeah, you can't even call it. It's not a chocolate bar. It's taffy and peanut butter. It's pretty good.
I don't care, man. I don't care if it's pretty good. I'm trying to find out. So you smacked her because she took your car, and she was driving it out to Riverside, and she drove it and stopped and got gas, and she then drove, and she bought an Abba Zabba, and that's why she got slapped.
No, sir. There was more.
Well, what else was there that got her slapped?
I'm trying to tell you, Ms. Gray. Then she got in the car. She had a Zabba Dabba or Abba Zabba, whatever you call it.
Called an Abba Zabba.
Yeah, and she got two of those, and that was the part that got me going, because Abba Zabba is a taffy and peanut butter food item, and it got into Tucker. Are you familiar with Tuck and Roll and how? You know, how important it is to a sweet ride?
No, I'm not. No. Tuck and roll? Tuck and roll maybe in the 60s and the 50s. Is that still... what do you mean important to a sweet ride?
Well, I'm just saying, are you familiar with tuck and roll and how important it is to having a sweet, you know, ride?
Now, tuck and roll is gay.
Excuse me, man. No, it is not gay.
Okay, so you got tuck and roll. Then what?
See, that's what you're saying.
I mean, what I'm asking you is, so you got tuck and roll.
I got tuck and roll in my car, yeah. And she ate the Zabba.
It's called an Abba Zabba, man, all right?
She ate the Abba Zabba, and she got, you know, pieces of Zabba Dabba, whatever it's called. I'm sorry, I can't pronounce it good, okay? I'm nervous.
All right, well, I understand.
And she got pieces of that crammed down in the crevices, you know?
Well, the crevices of what? Of the seat, or...
Yeah, of the tuck and roll.
All right, let's just stop right here, and let's just say you got angry at her for a whole bunch of reasons, and you slapped her. I wanted to know what the trigger was, but apparently it's going to take me forever to get to that.
Well, it all sort of triggered it. As soon as she said, I went out to Riverside, as soon as she said, can I borrow the car, I wanted to slap her.
You got a real problem there, pal. Let's put him on hold, man, for just, well, actually, we've got a couple of minutes. Chris, you there? You got a real problem, and the problem you have is an anger management problem. You want to slap her because she's asking you for the car. Now, I don't know why women will take a man back after he has physically assaulted them. A lot of women do it. I've got my suspicions. Margaret, you have yours?
Yeah, a lot of women take men back because that's how they learn to love. They don't know they're loved unless they're being slapped across the face, as you did to this girl. So that's why she stays with you, and that's why, yes, she continues to have relations with you.
All right, ma'am, but I mean, I'm saying, is it fair for me to be on probation, even though I did slap her, even though, yes, she did take my car, and she put a food item in the car that was going to be destructive of the car, and it was a taffy item that had peanut butter swirls in it, and I won't, you know, I mean, if you don't want me to talk about it, but... okay, and how come I got to go to probation and she still wants to have sex? And I understand that I'm very sassy. I do have a strong sexual drive, but I just don't understand why I've got to go.
You know something? You're actually asking a pretty good question, but the answer is also fairly evident to me and probably to others, and that is that, as Margaret said, you know, you got a lot of women who are who don't know they're loved unless they're being abused. It's how they learned it's what they observed in their own lives. It's what they saw their mothers going through. It's what they saw their any woman in their life that was a role model. It's what they saw them going through. Now, you, Chris, and we'll get back to Chris Norton here. Our number is 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445. I don't know what you're coming from, but you're slapping her around because she asked you for her car, to the use of your car. You're slapping her around because she got Abba Zabba in your tuck and roll. And you're saying, why do I got to go to jail if after I slapped her, now she wants to have sex with me? All right, 855-500-7445, world famous Phil Henry Show. We'll be right back here in philhenryshow.com. Get a backstage pass at our website and watch the video cast right now. Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. With me is Chris Norton, a telemarketer from Hermosa Beach, California. And we're going to get Dr. Jim Sadler on the line with us. Dr. Sadler is a psychotherapist, psychologist, psychiatrist from San Diego, California, to talk about the Chris Brown case. Chris Brown has been given 1,000 hours of additional community service because he violated the terms of his original community service. One of the violations had him flying to Cancun while he was supposed to be picking garbage up on the side of a freeway. Chris Norton, a young man, 28 years of age, you were arrested and you were given community service for a similar thing, which was domestic battery. Now, you feel that because your girlfriend took you back and because Chris Brown's girlfriend, Rihanna, took him back, that these charges should essentially be dropped, correct?
Yes, sir, because as I said to you and as I said to the guy that answered the phone, you know, the screener, I said, what sense does it make for me to be in an apartment with my girlfriend having sex and having frequent, you know, sex, and she's, you know, as I said, Mr. Ernie, this goes to really what I'm trying to say about it. It isn't so much that, you know, we're back together, but she wanted me to come back because she missed me, you know, being there with her for my sexual energy because I have, you know, I'm very attractive, I'm very handsome, and I'm not trying to say it, you know, I'm God's gift or anything, but apparently she thinks she likes the sex and she wanted it even though I beat her, you know, I smacked her. You know, so why does the judge, and I imagine Chris Brown is in a similar situation where his girlfriend Rihanna, you know, didn't like, you know, him kicking her out of the car. I mean, I probably wouldn't like that either, but by the same token, even though she got kicked out of a car, she wanted to have sex, you know.
All right, so she wants to have sex with a guy that kicked her out of a car.
Well, yes, sir.
Okay, I mean, the law is the law, and the law says you can't do that.
Yeah, I know, but why don't they take into consideration the fact that I'm the same way with my girlfriend. I could push her out of the car at 40. Maybe not any faster, but at 40.
Well, what do you mean maybe not any faster? You push her out of a moving car?
All I'm trying to tell you, Mr. Henry, is I could, and she'd still want to be back with me having sex. That's all I'm trying to say, and so I've been trying to say for the last half hour.
No, you've been saying it, and I've been hearing you say it. But I am telling you that the law is the law. All right, let me get on here. Dr. Jim Sadler from San Diego. He is at a conference this evening in San Diego of healthcare professionals, and will be there through Sunday. And Dr. Sadler, thank you so much, sir, for joining us.
Always a pleasure, Phil. I'm enjoying your program this evening, as always.
Tell me about what we're hearing here from Chris and from other young men that may be thinking this way.
Well, I think that what he is saying, and I've worked with a lot of young men of similar mindset, I have to admit to you that I have a very difficult time coming up with a explanation. I think, in other words, that what they're asking is, it makes a lot of sense. If you ask a young man not to treat a woman in the manner that Chris Brown did, or as this young man, Mr. Norton, did, and you make it a violation of the laws of society, but then you turn around and the woman who originally contacted the law enforcement agency then has carnal relations and accepts the man back into her home and her bed and her, you know, I'm not going to say the word, into her.
All right, I had to dump that, Chris. Let us do the talking, okay?
I'm sorry, Miss Terry.
I forgot where I was.
Well, you're saying that you agree with him.
I do agree with him.
I'm going to have to ask you this question. Have you, forgive me for asking too, Doctor, I would imagine the answer is no. Have you had an experience like this?
No, I have not. I don't know what experience are you talking about.
I'm asking, have you ever had a domestic battery charge against you?
Well, yes, I did, in my younger day. Oh, yes, I did, yeah. And, sure. I know you haven't, but I don't think it's unusual. I think it may be even a rite of passage for a lot of young men to, you become a man. You do certain things, and one of them is I hate to say it, but one of the rites of passage is you slap your girlfriend across the mouth when she whips you back. And
a rite of passage. I don't see that at all. You know.
Well, I understand, Phil.
I mean, I raised four. I raised three stepsons from the time they were very young, and I saw them go through all kinds of rites of passage. I saw them fight with each other. I saw them play football. I saw them get their hearts broken over girlfriends. I saw them struggle with what they wanted to do with their lives. And they're three fine young guys, and they never, ever, ever were told or taught that one of the things you need to do to become a man is to slap a woman across the face. Okay?
All right. I'm sorry. So are you done?
Yes, I'm done.
All right. Well, hold on for a minute. Nice. There. Do you feel better?
Look, Dr. Sadler, I don't want to get in an argument with you, and I don't appreciate the sarcasm.
Well, Mr. Henry, I'm the doctor, and you just gave a nice speech, which I'm sure your listeners are appreciative of, but I'm telling, and I think that that's wonderful that your three stepsons, and I underline the word stepson because they're not blood. See, you know, you didn't, you know, you raised them, but they're not really you, they're another man's, excuse me, I've got a bad hay fever.
Gesundheit. Sorry, Gesundheit.
Yeah, Gesundheit is.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Who said that?
I said it, and
No, the other one.
It's Chris Norton, Doctor.
Oh, okay, Chris. You're the gentleman we're talking about, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. What I'm trying to tell Mr. Henry is that it's. Yes, to answer your question, yes, I did.
Okay, so you slapped a woman when you were a young man, and what happened?
The same thing happened. I was taken to jail, and I called her up, and I will tell you that probably this is different. I called her up, and I was emotional, and I can remember how it felt. I was scared, and I said to her, her name was Brianna, and I said, would you please? And I'm feeling it right now, Mr. Henry. I have a sensory memory of it. I said to her, would you please talk to the police officer and tell him that I mean it? And I was scared. I was very scared, and she refused to do it. And I said, okay, I understand. And I spent the night in jail until I went before the magistrate in the morning, and I was given probation. And when I came home, I was still very shaken, and I went into the apartment where she was, and she literally, I was wearing a tie and a dress shirt because I had, actually when I was arrested, I had just come from a seminar. And so she grabbed me by the tie and dragged me into the bedroom. And it was as close to a sexual assault as you could imagine.
I want to ask a question here, Dr. Sadler.
Yes.
What are you trying to say now? Are you saying that you were sexually assaulted?
No, I'm not saying that.
Well, you're telling us that you got out of jail, went home, and your girlfriend grabbed you by the tie and dragged you into the bedroom.
Yes, that's right. I'm saying she was, you know what we used to say back in those days, she was hot to trot, you know?
I understand. This is Chris Norton, Dr. Sadler.
Yes.
I recognize how that goes. I mean, when she's hot to trot, you know.
Yeah, she's hot a trot. And
What is a hot a trot?
She's hot a trot.
Hot to trot. All right, I got it.
Yeah, and so I came home to not a woman who was angry with me for having slapped her and a kisser, but because I came home to a woman who wanted to drag me.
Are you all right?
I'm not all right.
Because I brought you on the program for you to give us an expert view on things, and it sounds to me like you're falling apart.
It does sound. You need maybe get a glass of water or something.
I don't need a glass of water.
Well, yeah, go get a glass of water, Doc.
All right.
Hold on for a minute, will you? I'm telling you, that's I've never heard a guest go to pieces. He's a doctor. He's a doctor.
Yes.
Well, what's he doing flipping out? I mean, he should have more control, I think. Shouldn't he have more control over what it is he experienced in life? Hell, I don't know. I have no idea. We're talking with Dr. Jim Sadler. We have Chris Norton on the phone. We're discussing the Chris Brown probation, the newest 1,000 hours of probation given to Chris Brown for his domestic battery. And the philosophy, the opinion being proffered here that if you are a guy that has been arrested for domestic battery and you're going through all of this probationary stuff and all of, you know, and meanwhile she's taking you back and she's loving you and you're sleeping in her bed and you're lovey-dovey, what's that about? I personally, it doesn't, I got no problem with it, man. You break the law, you break the law, regardless of what she thinks, even though she was the victim of your violence. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Our number is 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445. The Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com. Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Dr. Jim Sadler with us. We also have Chris Norton on the line here. We're talking about Chris Brown, a guy that has got 1,000 hours of extra community service, and yet he's still with Rihanna. You know, women take men back, women take batterers back, and we know this. It's part of, you know, the mental illness, you know. But according to not only Chris Norton, but also Dr. Sadler, if that's the case, whether it be right or whether it be wrong, why are these men still going through the punishment dealt out by the court? They're apparently, you know, there's no harm, no foul. They're living back with the victim. They're going through a domestic bliss kind of a thing. Why are these guys still being punished? Dr. Sadler, before we left the air for our break, you were having some kind of a memory or something.
Well, I was remembering having been arrested after coming home, and I was a young student. And look, Phil, I don't want to make this about me. You asked me had I been through it, and yes, I've been through it. And I went to jail, and I was bonded out by a bondsman that I was familiar with.
Well, okay, so that begs another question, if you don't mind.
Well, okay, why do I know a bail bondsman? Is that what you were going to ask?
Why did you?
Because I needed one.
And you needed one, why?
Because I was arrested frequently back then.
For the same thing?
You know, if I answer yes, will you please just shut up about... Not shut up, I didn't mean to say shut up, but would you just stop asking me about me and we can get back to the issue? Because
you're a doctor of psychology and psychiatry and...
Well, you're rolling all of that. I understand. You're going, you're doctor of psychology, you're blowing it all off like it's like I took some sort of a correspondence course, you know. I've got my marriage, family, and counseling child certificate. I forget how it goes, but I've got that.
You forget how it goes. That's a very important license to have, Dr. Sadler.
I know. What's your point?
Well, what do you mean you forget how it goes?
What is the license?
I'm not going to be questioned like I'm some imposter or some guy that's pretending he's a cop with a bunch of gay-looking cop uniforms in the closet. What is this? I have my marriage.
You have... I'm asking because... I apologize, okay? Let's just stick to the point.
No, I'm not apologizing. What's the license called?
I'm going to talk to the host, if you don't mind. I don't know who you are. I don't know what you are or where you're from.
She's a co-host, Margaret.
Well, you don't know what I am or where I'm from. You want to try me?
All right, let's just knock that off, okay?
Yeah, I'll try it.
Let's knock it off, or I'm going to hang up on you.
God.
I'm going to the toilet.
That's nice to know.
Dr. Sadler, I will tell you, is Mr. Norton there?
Yes, sir, I'm right here.
I've had a lot of people on this show, and I've never had such a childish exchange between a psychiatrist and one of the hosts on the show.
Well, Phil, you know, I mean, if you don't want me to get, you know, PO'd, then why did you have her talk to me? I don't understand.
PO'd, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I am a psychiatrist and a psychologist, but it doesn't mean that I just take endless amount. I don't take a bucket of fecal matter dumped on my head.
Nobody's dumping a bucket of fecal matter on you, Doc. I mean, I'm asking a good question. I think it's very shocking, to be perfectly honest with you, that I brought you on my show only to find out that you, too, have had domestic violence charges against you frequent enough that you have your own bail or had your own bail bondsman in San Diego, correct?
No, this was in Los Angeles.
What part of L.A.?
I would rather not discuss my problems. That was 20-plus years ago.
All right. Chris Norton, you have heard the doctor. He agrees with you. So what would be the next step then for you guys? Do you go to the legislature? Do you, you know?
Chris, I'll let you take that one.
Well, I mean, I don't, you let me tell you, I don't know. All I'm saying is, I called up here on the talk show. I want to go on a talk show.
Right, but all right, Phil, I'll take it if he doesn't want to take it.
I'll answer, you know, but the whole reason why I called, you know, is just to say that Chris Brown, in my opinion, was getting a raw deal, and that, you know, if Rihanna still, you know, wanted to put it, you know, she wanted to climb it, and or however.
What do you mean climb it?
He's talking about sex.
All right.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If he goes home to Rihanna and she's you know, she's climbing on top of him every night, and meanwhile, Mr. Henry, he's got to go do probation. You know, he's got to go pick up garbage off a freeway, even though the woman that he went to jail and that he's picking up the garbage on account of, she's climbing him. Well, I don't understand how that's supposed to work, you know?
You know, I tell you something, man, you would probably have a way better chance making your case if you didn't sound like such a clown. I mean, what do you mean climbing him? Are you talking about having relations?
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
Excuse me, Doc, I'm talking to him.
All right.
Oh, yes, sir. I'm sorry. Having relations, yeah.
Okay. And you think that it is weird, but I think what I'm trying to say here is that there is a standard, regardless of the feelings of the victim, there is a societal standard, a societal rule and regulation that says you can't act this way. Even a woman in the old days would be, do you want to file charges against your husband? No, I don't. And the cops would leave. Nowadays, cops have to take the guy to jail regardless of how the wife feels.
Well, no, I understand that. I'm willing to submit to the judgment of the court, you know.
But it's just the fact that you go home and you've just been in jail. And, you know, let's face it, jail is not the most safe place. And it certainly is not a place... Jail is not, excuse me, Phil, jail is not a place, you know, you go to jail and you're in a holding cell or you're in the tank with five other guys and you're it, you know what I mean? You got tagged, so then you go home after that experience and you're expected to go at it again, only this time with a female, you know, that's what I'm trying to say.
Well, I'm not trying to say that at all. I mean,
what? You know, I got to tell you something, Doctor. The longer I talk to you,
I need to get some water. Excuse me.
Go get some water. We're talking to Dr. Jim Sadler here.
What?
Okay, Dr. Sadler, you all right?
Hold on, she's upset again. What did I do? God. It It's what you made for dinner. I'm sorry, Phil. I got a piece of it's broccoli, or it's a piece of it's a booger. I don't know what it is.
You know something, Doc? You are about the least educated guy who's got a degree in psychology that I've ever talked to in my life.
Fine. Good night.
Okay, that's fine. He hung up, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Wasn't he supposed to be at a conference or something?
Yes, he is at a conference in San Diego.
Though, what is he talking to his wife like she's in the same room?
I guess she's with him.
All right, Dr. Jim Sadler has hung up on me, which is not unusual. And, Chris, I appreciate you very much being on the show tonight. I do not believe, even though, you know, your girlfriend took you back, Dr. Sadler's wife took him back, and Chris Brown's girlfriend took him back, I don't think the courts are going to care at all, man, about your life, your problems, and how unfair everything is, because you're going to jail regardless. Okay? Does that help?
Well, I mean, I think it...
Okay, thank you very much.
Oh, all of a sudden, you're angry.
Yeah, I am angry because I'm listening to people hanging up on me left and right. All right, so thanks so very deeply. That was an intelligent conversation with Dr. Sadler there as he was trying to hawk up his both lungs. Good Lord. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show, 855-500-7445. We'll be back. PhilHenryShow.com is the place to be, too, with a backstage pass. Watch our live streaming video. And like that...